It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Sunday night, Lady Gaga showed up to a Red Cross shelter due to the wildfire in California. She was forced to flee her Malibu home because of the fires, and she ended up giving an emotional speech to evacuees. It's really emotional. Check it out.
This is not easy. I know this is not easy. And I know that a lot of you are feeling a lot of pain right now and a lot of shock. And this might feel very surreal. I know that I feel kind of in a daze. And I'm not really sure exactly when or how this is going to hit me when it does. What I can tell you is that I will pray for each and every one of you.
And she also ended up saying, I extend my love. I know we don't know each other, but I love you. This is an emergency, but you're not alone. She encouraged people to take advantage of mental health counselors on the premises and to share their stories and talk to each other during this time. She even spent about 90 minutes at the shelter taking pictures, handing out gift cards, and even sang to a 98-year-old woman who'd been evacuated. I mean, this woman is a saint. A saint.
I actually watched it. Was a little bit old. It was like 5'2". Her little Netflix documentary. I finally watched it on the flight the other day.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
it's really, really good.
That's the one where she struggles with fibromyalgia. I don't know what it is. She has something. Is that the one where she's like tired and hurting all the time?
Well, I know she has like a bum hip. I'm like, oh my gosh, another thing Lady Gaga and I have in common.
Yeah, I think that's the same documentary, and I watched that one too. And it's sad because she has a lot of chronic illness stuff mm-hmm. that she deals with.
Yep.
Jamie Foxx talked about Whitney Houston singing I Will Always Love You at his karaoke party many years ago on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown show up to my karaoke, bro. And this was when she was like a female R&B singer of the millennium or whatever. Yeah. And so, you know, me and Bobby get up and we're singing Don't Be Cruel. As I'm going to the bathroom, I hear, now y'all know I don't sing this for anybody. I get $1 million to sing this. And Whitney Houston got up and sung. And we didn't have a social media at that time, so people just called her answer machines. That's how long ago it was. So they just had the phone up, and she said, and I will always love you. And just killed, right?
No way. That almost sounds good as Liv the Web Girl singing right there. Wow.
I was just about to say that. I could do better.
Well, go ahead.
Go ahead. Let's hear it.
And
oh, God.
We'll always love you. It's early. It's early. Yeah.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Oh, it's early.
No, she didn't get to warm up enough.
I'm sorry.
John Mayer recently celebrated 2 years of sobriety after making a fool of himself at Drake's 30th birthday party. He said, when I said goodbye to him after this party and I was so drunk, I was like leaving this club. I go into the street. I put my arms out in front of me and him and I said, remember me and remember this and walked out.
That's something you would say, like, hey.
So he suffered a 6-day hangover following his 2016 birthday party. That's Drake's birthday party. And so that's when he decided it was time to make a lifestyle change. Dude, I don't blame you. If I suffer a 2-hour hangover, let alone 6 freaking days, I'm out. Well, I'm never drinking alcohol
anytime
again.
I get a hangover, honestly, it is about a week that it takes me to recover. And I might have just like one gin and tonic.
That is brutal. And Queen Elizabeth II once found a dead slug in her meal, but had a sense of humor about it. The queen tore off a page from the Commons book meant to be used to relay her appreciation or distaste to the chef in the kitchens. And so she placed a dead slug on the page and then wrote, I found this in the salad. Want to eat it? And send it back to the kitchen.
You know that chef was killed. Like, off with his head!
Yeah,
that's
funny. By the way, do not ever eat a slug on a deer or anything. That some kid
that
just died.
Yeah, he's been in a coma for years. Hey, Liv.
Yeah.
Want to eat a slug?
No. Joe, it's terrible.
I don't mean it like that. Sorry, my bad.
Coming up in the next half hour or so, a beloved man in Hollywood has passed away. And did the California wildfire disrupt Miley and Liam's wedding plans?